Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
This is Dr. Eric Madrid, and today we're going to discuss the impact food and supplements have on skin health and whether or not they can help prevent sunburns. Stay tuned. Okay, so let me tell you a little story about myself. In 2017, my wife and I took a trip to Cozumel, Mexico. We went during the summer when the average temperature down there was definitely well into the 90s, and the ocean was about 80 degrees. It was an amazing, amazing trip. That week, however, I decided to do a research study on myself. I chose not to wear sunscreen. I have an olive complexion skin, so I suspected that I would get burned as a result of not taking extra precautions to avoid the hot summer sun. So what I decided to do during that week, and it was hard because it was an all-you-can-eat resort, in a all-inclusive resort, actually, I consumed high levels of antioxidants. For breakfast, I would consume primarily watermelon, cantaloupe, kiwi, strawberries, banana, mangoes, yogurt. They had green juices there, essentially all you can drink, so I drank a lot of them. I would also have a lot of fresh fish for lunch and for dinner. And again, a lot of salads, a lot of juices, and really just focused on consuming a diet high in antioxidants. And to my surprise, despite not wearing any sunscreen and spending a lot of time snorkeling in the ocean, scuba diving, swimming in the hotel pool, I did not get a sunburn, although I did tan quite nicely. And this was unlike a lot of other trips in the past where I would go and not focus so much on my diet and still not put on sunscreen, but I would usually get at least a mild sunburn, something that would cause some pain for a few days. And so this was kind of an eye-opener to me and helped me realize the importance of consuming a diet high in antioxidants and specifically carotenoids. And how they could help. So foods which really could help protect the skin will include things like berries, cantaloupe, carrots, kale, kiwi, oranges, peppers, pumpkin, spinach, tomatoes, watermelon. And there's a lot of evidence to back this up, that these can be beneficial. Other things that can be considered as well is there are some supplements that can be taken. Now, I didn't do this on my trip. However, I could have in hindsight. But, and maybe I will in the future, but there are also some supplements that you can take that have scientific studies that have been shown to have beneficial effects to overall skin health. The supplements specifically, which can be beneficial, include astaxanthin, L-carnitine, collagen, omega-3 fish oil, pine bark extract, vitamin B3, vitamin C, and last but not least, vitamin E. So let's discuss these vitamins and supplements in a little bit more detail. The first one I mentioned was astaxanthin. It's A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. Astaxanthin is a red-orange colored carotenoid that is found mainly in seafood, such as salmon, shrimp, krill, crustaceans in general, yeast, and even certain algae. It's what actually gives the salmon, crab, and lobster its red color. A 2011 study discussed and showed that astaxanthin could help protect the skin, while a 2013 study also demonstrated that this antioxidants ability to help prevent skin cancer when taken regularly. And the references for this will actually be found in the notes section of this podcast. So I would simply go ahead and visit your local health food store or online vendor and look for astaxanthin. The other supplements which can be helpful is L-carnitine. L-carnitine is an amino acid which helps the body transport fatty acids into the powerhouses of the cells, or mitochondria, as they are known. L-carnitine is also frequently taken by those with heart disease and those who have fibromyalgia to help improve muscle health. But studies show that L-carnitine also protects the skin against UVA, ultraviolet light A, solar damage, according to some of the studies. Collagen has also been shown to be beneficial and has numerous health benefits for the skin. It can be taken orally. Also, it comes in either capsule or powder form. It's been shown to be helpful to help minimize the look of cellulite and wrinkles. It also helps improve the growth of hair and nails. So this would be another supplement to consider adding, especially if you have sun-related damage and wrinkles. Omega-3 fish oils are also popular for the skin. They are frequently used for those with heart issues, and they may even have some anti-skin cancer benefits, according to the studies. Omega-3 fatty acids consist primarily of what's called EPA and DHA. One thing that is known is that the majority of Americans do not consume enough omega-3 essential oils. And our fatty acids, and that's according to a 2014 study in the Nutrition Journal. Good sources of omega-3 obviously include fish, such as mackerel, cod, and salmon, but walnuts, chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds can also be helpful. And a 2016 study in the Journal of Clinical Medicine showed that there was, or concluded that there was, considerable evidence that supplementation with omega-3 fatty acids could help reduce basal cell and squamous cell cancers. These are the most common types of skin cancer, right? However, there was no effect on melanoma skin cancer, which is the more dangerous of the three skin cancers. A 2006 study also showed similar benefits of omega-3 fish oil. I recommend if you're taking omega-3 fish oil, you should be taking at least 1,000 milligrams twice per day, minimum. Another supplement which can be helpful is pine bark extract, also known as pycnogenol, P-Y-C-N-O-G-E-N-O-L. This also helps protect the skin. Also helps the body to rebuild tissue. It's a strong, strong antioxidant, probably one of the most powerful and potent antioxidants out there. And it can help protect the skin against ultraviolet sunlight damage. And it can be taken orally or applied topically to the face using a cream or that has pine bark extract in it. And these antioxidant properties help protect the skin and elastic tissue from oxidative damage, which is actually the main reason that our skin will age. Vitamin B3, nicotinamide, plays a significant role in repairing skin damage. A 2017 study showed that regular intake of vitamin B3 reduced the risk for developing precancerous condition called actinic keratosis. And a 2010 study, again, this will be listed in the notes section, also supported the benefit of vitamin B3 in skin protection. However, if you've ever taken B3, which is also known as niacin, it can cause some flushing to occur. So it's probably best to start at a low dose and work your way up. Vitamin C, the famous vitamin C, also known as ascorbic acid. It's considered a water-soluble vitamin, meaning that the body will basically excrete out any excess vitamin C that is not being used in the urine. It's a very potent antioxidant and real common in a lot of fruits and vegetables, such as guava, papaya, peppers are an excellent source, kiwi, oranges, which is what most people think of when it comes to vitamin C. However, strawberries, pineapple, and believe it or not, broccoli and cabbage also have a lot of vitamin C. Consuming a diet rich in vitamin C is a good way to optimize and get these antioxidants into your body. A 2018 study where vitamin C was taken orally along with collagen protein, as discussed prior, showed significant improvement in skin health only after 12 weeks. In addition, a lot of people will use a topical vitamin C to put on their face and arms and other parts of the body to help protect against solar damage. I would recommend probably about 1,000 milligrams twice a day or so, orally. And lastly, vitamin E can be helpful as well. This study's a little old, but back in 1996, there was a study that showed vitamin C, when taken with 1,000 units of vitamin E, could help prevent sunburns. And a lot of people also use topical vitamin E to help as well. So again, I think the most important thing really is to have a diet that is rich in fruits and vegetables in order to help protect the skin. But those supplements can also be considered and may also be helpful. If you have any questions, please go ahead and send me a message using the Anchor app. And Okay, so I probably should also discuss something about sunscreen. Obviously, this is frequently used to help prevent sunburns. If you currently use it, I would not stop using it. If it's been recommended to be used by your physician, definitely adhere to her or his recommendations. However, again, it's, you know, used primarily to prevent sunburns, and is assumed by many, to including dermatologists, that this will help prevent skin cancer. However, there's some studies that suggest otherwise. In 2018, in the European Journal of Dermatology, they conducted a study which was a meta-analysis, meaning that they looked at 29 other studies in their study. These 29 studies included over 313,000 people, and they concluded, okay, do not shoot the messenger here, but they concluded that regular sunscreen use does not protect against skin cancer. And I know this would be is very controversial, and but again, this was a pretty big study, 313,000 people. However, it's important to note that sunscreen does protect against sunburns, which can be painful. Perhaps one of the reasons sunscreen does not protect against skin cancer, in my opinion, is that people get a false sense of security and a false sense of safety, right? If you put sunscreen on, you may spend more time in the sun than if you did not have sunscreen on. And subsequently, it might be that excess time in the sun that might be the problem here. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and please subscribe to our channel, and more podcast and more helpful information will be coming out. All right. Thank you. Disclaimer: the information in this podcast is not intended to provide diagnosis, treatment, or medical advice. It is for informational purposes only. Please consult with your own personal physician or other healthcare professional if you have any medical or health-related problems. Information on this podcast should not be considered as a substitute for advice from a healthcare professional. Any claims made about specific products throughout my podcast are not approved to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent disease. Thank you.